Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
We talked yesterday about the story that HBO is in the preparatory stage of having a college football style of Hard Knocks. And the four teams they've kind of closed in on are Arizona State, Alabama, Penn State, and Washington State. So Mike Leach, after yesterday's practice and the media scrum, was asked, hey man, what do you think about Hard Knocks? What do you think about HBO getting full access to your team for a week? What are your thoughts?
I don't really have a specific, anything that's a distraction to the team, anything that distracts the team. If you really do something like that effectively, they're invisible. Otherwise, people get the Lance Ito syndrome and they start playing to the cameras. And so they need to play one play at a time.
God, that is awesome. Lance Ito syndrome.
Look it up,
so,
kids.
So the OJ trial, and all of a sudden Judge Ito starts becoming a different person with a big old personality because he knows he's on TV. You know, I wondered about this. I think that's the best thing if they do kind of a Hard Knocks for college. The best thing to do would be to have him be on it because he's the most entertaining person in college football. But he's too smart for that. He's like, I'm not going to screw this thing up, right? It'd be a huge distraction for the program.
I think that's interesting. I agree with you, Ben. I think he's the kind of guy that can deal with distractions. I wonder what kind of a recruiting boon it would be. I mean, do high school recruits even watch HBO?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think they would. I think if it's bad, other schools would say, hey, watch this. This is a mess. You don't want to go there, the ones they compete with. And if it's good, they'd use it. Here's the link to see what it's like here.
Right.
I think he could handle it all day. But I don't – I mean, Judge Ito was a freaking judge and couldn't handle it. It was like, what, a 60-year-old man. You're talking about 18 to 23-year-old kids that are, you know, can't handle one bit of negative criticism on Instagram or Twitter, and now they're on a TV show where they're being criticized, where these narratives are being made up. That's dangerous.
I would like to thank Coach Leach, too, for reminding me what a S show the Lance Ito thing was. His wife was like a detective on The Force.
Yeah.
That whole thing was an effing disaster.
Lance Ito syndrome is the new disease that I'm all about. That's awesome.
I've really
never
good.
Heard that before.
Really good.
Now, some breaking news in the world of DFW tradition, guys. Have you seen this?
No.
So, the State Fair coming to town this fall, as it always does. You guys know that.
Wait,
it always happens.
You're reporting this, that it's the State Fair's coming to town? That's your breaking news?
No, like I'm clockwork. Just reiterating.
Did you read the read that goes along with that? That
now,
a sponsor?
Now, if you think about this, and also Autoflex Lease. Text if you want to weigh in, 877-881-1053. They've basically taken the 10 Big Tech's Choice Awards foods.
Okay.
It was more than that, and they've narrowed them down to 10. So we have our finalists, guys.
All right.
So it's like the crazy foods. It happens every year, but it's always different. The first one that they have, guys, is called Fernie's Fried Burnt End Burrito.
Burnt ends, like in a burrito?
Burnt end
burrito.
And
then you fry the burrito?
Okay, so it's burnt ends, like barbecue, but it wrapped up in a burrito and then deep fried.
That sounds super healthy.
It's going to have some cream cheese in it, bacon, jalapenos, smoked burnt ends. It's lightly fried with a side of onion rings.
See, it's lightly fried, so it's not really unhealthy.
And I think the onion rings really balance it out from a health perspective.
True. The burnt ends will be specifically from Ferris Wheeler's, the barbecue restaurant in the Design District. Great spot. I know Shippy's ate there many times. I've been there a couple times. Good spot down there.
It's cocky.
Yeah, there's a guy that works there that was real... Never mind.
My only issue with the burrito in public... Maybe it's early part of fair season, so it's still kind of warm outside.
You don't like people watching you put the whole thing in your mouth at once? Is that what you're uncomfortable about? Or what? You don't like eating burritos in front of other men?
I used to be uncomfortable with that until I realized that all the great foods are shaped like that.
Yeah. Bananas, hot dogs,
I remember you two guys pitching a show to Fox Sports Southwest all about consuming those things.
Yeah, the corn dog thing. We did it on a Rangers broadcast.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. Now, the next one is called the Calypso Island Shrimp Bowl.
That sounds delicious.
It's one of the healthier options on the list, as you can imagine. It's going to be a bowl with carrots, kale, red bell peppers, and more, served on tropical rice with grilled shrimp.
How do they get kale onto the fairgrounds? It seems like...
How did something healthy make it into the final 10?
I predict that they fold up shop on day one.
Don't you like it? Even if you're on, like, you're one of those fitness people and you're on a real good diet, or say you're on soda or something. Don't you just kind of admit to yourself that if I'm going to the fair and I do end up eating something, it's likely not going to be good for me? Don't you just kind of come to that?
You got to figure out, like, all right, this is going to be a cheating excursion if you're going to take that. Or eat before you go and hope you don't get hungry, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, man. I'm not sure exactly how I would approach that.
I think I'm so desensitized to it now. I've been doing soda now long enough that... And you guys have been around me, and there's been carbs and sugars flowing all over the place.
You did great.
And I haven't dove in.
Yeah.
So I think I'd be all right.
We took it easy on you the first couple weeks. We were really going out of our way to not, like, order something that might be crazy.
It's very nice.
And now it's like, can we get some more fries over here?
Now you guys are asking the waitress to pour the queso down your throat. Would you pour this queso down my throat for me?
She was great at it.
If you get him just a meat patty, I'll take the buns and just eat those.
Now, we got a text here from the 817 saying, guys, that's simply a chimichanga. Why are we freaking out?
Okay.
Yeah, Kevin.
Fair.
State fair?
Right, the state fair.
Fair.
Right? Yeah.
Ruth's Stuffed Fried Mexicone. Now, I don't know. I'm not trying to bring race into this, but they are.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Barbacoa, black beans, and cilantro lime rice packed inside an ice cream cone.
Why is that racial?
Because it's called a Mexicone.
Oh, okay. I thought it was more nationalistic.
It's not ice cream. It's why they're using an ice cream cone for what?
Avocados
are they putting
from Mexico?
A bunch of meats and beans and stuff.
It's a meat cone.
It's a meat cone with beans and rice.
Meat cone is the worst prop.
Now, the
that
first
was the name of your old band, isn't it? Meat cone, starring Kevin Turner.
That's a good band.
Meat cone.
And our lead single, Meat Bone.
Sir.
This was created by 85-year-old. Her name is Ruth Hantz, and she actually won in 2016.
Hantz Solo.
With her fried Jell-O. So she's back.
Fried Jell-O? Come on, man.
Go get them, Ruth.
Up.
She's 85.
Okay.
That's all she has to live for.
Tell her she should be eating healthier than anybody.
Before I die, I want to fry one more thing.
It's like fried sugar butter. I mean, it's not like...
Oh, dude, that sounds great.
That's terrible.
That sounds good.
It's terrible.
That would win. That would win.
Yes, death on a stick.
What's better than the shrimp bowl, guy? Hey, here's some kale at the fair.
Hey, we're at Whiskey Garden in Fort Worth. Bring us some fried sugar butter. We'd love to take part in it.
Southern fried chicken fettuccine Alfredo ball. Rolled up Parmesan cheese, mozzarella cheese, Alfredo sauce, and fried chicken. It's described as having rustic Italian flavors.
It sounds like something that'll make you take a nap in the middle of the midway there.
Texas cream corn casserole fritters.
All right. Now, I wish I could have that. So, I'm a huge fan of the fritter. I don't know if you guys know this
about me. I don't even know what a fritter is.
So, I'm an apple fritter guy.
No one's ever said that.
I'm a corn fritter guy. I mean, anything that's frittered,
what does it mean?
I'm with it. Well, you need to. If you don't know, you don't know. But
hey,
those
guys,
people out there that know, do you know, Shippy?
Reporting here from the Fritter Factory, a fritter is a fried pastry usually consisting of a portion of batter or breading, which has been filled with bits of meat, seafood, fruit, vegetables, or other ingredients.
Oh. Fritters, it's so great.
So it's like a
hot pocket.
Okay, I'll explain to you the best apple fritter, which will illuminate this for you. Like an apple fritter is a donut, right? Mm-hmm. But it's flat, kind of like a pancake.
Yeah.
Now, if it's super thick, there's too much bread in it, and it's not really fritterish,
Let's
in my opinion.
Bread.
But if it's super flat, crammed down, there's all more fried crispiness in it. To me, that's real frittering.
Yeah, if it's pressed.
So you're all about the cram down.
Yeah. I'm all about cramming it down.
Yeah.
And getting your fritter on.
Now, next is the big red chicken bread.
I was really impressed, by the way, that Shippy just had that definition memorized.
That's pretty good.
Hey, thanks, guys.
The big red chicken Fred, no, big red chicken bread, not Fred. It's a fried chicken wing sitting on a big red infused donut.
God, I want all this. I want to go eat all of the crazy food. I wonder if
it looks great too.
I wonder if Soda. I wonder if our friends at Soda would just let me go get off for 1 week and go off Soda for.
That's
one
a
week.
Very restrictive plan.
It's the and let me just binge at the state fair.
Phrasing.
And get back on. Then let me get back on.
Why would you binge there?
Get off.
That was part of the deal.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.